You can sit down if you want.
Thank you. Let me just go, Colonel. It's probably a long night for you. What's your...
Someone left me a voicemail.
Okay.
Like probably 20 minutes. I just got it.
Okay. You actually called then, huh?
I did.
So we have a list of people who've called, and I'm assuming that your name, because it sounds
familiar. Yeah, I am one of the people that called.
All right. And your date of birth. Is that the number off the top of your head?
A.
Sorry.
Luckily, I took her out like right before it all happened.
Can you tell me what happened today?
Okay, so let me tell you what time it was, because I think it was just like a little bit after 7. Mm-hmm. And yeah, here. So, because I actually texted my daughter. And because you guys were out here like a month ago.
Okay.
And I don't know what it was about. I know the lady that lives there, I think, might have been out here the whole time. I just know I heard some yelling and stuff. You guys were out here. He was in the house, wouldn't come out, mm-hmm. but obviously he hadn't done the throwing of the knife and all that stuff. And then you guys left, and then he woke me up like a couple hours later yelling again.
Okay.
I called again.
This is a previous incident?
Yes, okay. This is a previous incident. So I know.
Okay.
I was aware of him. So it was shortly after 7.
Mm-hmm.
I have 7:06, and I texted my daughter and said, "Hey, is the guy from the other incident in that apartment 74?" Because I wanted to make sure that was it, because I thought I was going to have to call.
Okay.
So he was in the parking lot somewhere over here, and I heard him say, like, confrontational, like someone said something. He said, "Say something," like questioning someone, and then that was the only, I mean, I heard him yelling. That was the only thing I heard him say.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, someone had asked him what was wrong, and he was, I don't know, not happy with them talking to him or something. So then,
And you were in your apartment the entire time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Either on the... Did I go on the... I don't think I went on the pad. But I don't know, windows open, because it was nice yesterday. So then... I was kind of looking around to see if he was going to cause more problems. I think I did go out on the patio, because the lady across the way brought her dogs out.
Okay.
To go to the bathroom. And... because I was trying to check where he was. And I couldn't see him. And she started, like, backing her dog, telling her dogs to back up, because they were kind of barking over here, so I think he was standing over here. I'm not sure if anything was said or not, but she went back into her apartment. And then shortly after that, Then shortly after that, I thought I heard something outside of my apartment.
Uh-huh.
And the guy that lives over there, I never hear him coming down, up and down the stairs, like ever. So there's never any noise like up here. So I waited a few minutes, I turned on the light, I looked out, and I saw the knife on the stoop.
Mm-hmm.
And I also saw Mike, I think his name is, I saw his shoes, which I weren't there earlier, because it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, is that his knife? Because I didn't...
You saw a knife on his porch?
Mm-hmm. I didn't originally, when I saw the knife, think that it was the guy's, because I was like, why would he have come? There's no reason for him to have come up
here. Can you describe the knife, if you remember?
It was big. It was a big kitchen knife.
Okay.
Like a
butcher's knife. The block.
Yeah. Yeah, like the kind I cut a cantaloupe with, I think. It was probably like that, but thinner. Mm-hmm. Maybe a tiny bit thinner, I'm not sure.
Okay.
It was big. So I didn't know And then right when I saw that, shortly after I saw that, I closed the door, locked the door, shortly after I saw that, I heard him yelling again. Mm-hmm. So he was over, can I see from here? No, you know, I think I either went into my daughter's bedroom. I don't think I opened the door again. I think I might have gone in there, but he was in the parking lot over here. Kind of in a back and forth with, and I'm assuming you're talking, it's a heavy set guy. I don't know who he is. I assume he lives in here. It's a heavy set guy. He had a tank top on. And I don't know if he had two daughters with him or he had two younger girls with him, I believe.
Okay.
And so they were kind of going back and forth. And as soon as that started happening, I called.
Okay.
Because he already, I don't know, I had been told by somebody that he has some issues.
Okay.
So that's when I called right away. And then I let them know that the knife was up here, but I didn't know if it was his or not.
And you say Mike, who's Mike?
This neighbor.
Okay, he's your
neighbor.
Okay.
I think that's his name.
Okay.
Yeah, 104, I think it should be. I believe that's his name. I think, because you guys got here really quick. I wasn't even off the phone with dispatch, and you guys had gotten here. And I think I poked my head out, and Mike had come out, and he was all freaked out. But he apparently had gone down, what he told me is he went down to take his trash out. And the guy was talking to himself, or I don't know, mumbling or something like that. He was on the phone at one point down here earlier, too. And I guess he asked him, you know, what's wrong? Need help? And maybe that was the, I don't know if that was that incident or not. And then, I don't know how long it was because I didn't talk to him for very long. He was all freaked out. But because when he came out, I asked him, is that your knife? And he goes, no, that guy threw it up here at me. And I was like, oh, well. And then he said, you know, you want to make sure I talk to you guys too because I had called and I had heard a lot of what had happened.
Okay.
So,
okay. Did you see anything else as far as what happened over here or after we got here, did you kind of...
Yeah, no. I saw you guys talking to him and him coming out and having issues and shirt on, shirt off. Okay.
Did you hear a shot by any chance?
I did.
Okay. Were you inside the house?
Yes.
And did you see... anything that... Did you see anything that led up to that?
No, not really, but I know they were telling him to get his hands up and get his, and I know at some point I heard somebody say something about him having a knife, and I heard whoever was out there telling him to keep his hands away from his waistband, and I know he was picking stuff up and throwing it over the balcony.
Okay.
That poor person got their chair on that car.
Yeah.
But no, because I know he was throwing stuff, so I know he was picking stuff up, and you guys were telling him to stop, you know.
And when you say you guys, are you talking about the patrol deputies that were here? Okay, so before SWAT team got here, before we got here,
That was I went to sleep between that and the SWAT team.
Okay. Good for you.
Right.
All right.
I used to work for the police department.
Okay, here?
In Ventura.
Okay.
Ventura City. Mm-hmm. All right. Shuffling paper. I used to shuffle all the paper. Right.
All right.
I know you guys were worried about whether he had any other, because I heard several times, get your hands away from your waist, and he was picking stuff up and throw, you know, so you don't know.
All right. Sounds good.
I was waiting for you to like beanbag him or something.
Yeah, well, no one got hurt, so.
Just go on all night.
What's a phone?